This week on F8, The Photographer's Perspective, I'm all by myself, and we're talking about Out of 2020. I've been fortunate to work alongside some of the world's most inspiring photographers. I've watched how they've helped others at our conferences and transform the way they see through the lens. Welcome, I'm your host, Chris Smith, founder of Out of Chicago. This is F8, The Photographer's Perspective, the show where we have candid conversations and go in-depth with the pros to get to know them better. Join us each week as we discuss photography, get to know their personal perspectives, and introduce you to new places and experiences, helping you get the most out of your creative passion. So usually on the podcast, I have a guest where I get to talk with them, sit down, and really go in-depth, and I want to give that guest the spotlight. So we don't talk a lot about what we've got going on here and kind of behind the scenes. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about what we have coming up for Out of Chicago and all of our Out of events for 2020. And I just want to kind of explain where our company has been and where we're going. So our mission is to help photographers live their best creative life. We want to give you a chance to have an experience where you can immerse yourself in photography and spend 5 days just doing photography in one amazing location with 10 to 15 of the world's best photographers. So that's what we're trying to put together. And, you know, I started the whole thing in 2011. Out of Chicago started in 2011 as my blog. We started running workshops, and eventually in 2014, we had our first Out of Chicago conference. And I said, you know, it's going to be all about photographing Chicago. It's going to be great. I love photographing Chicago. I wrote The Photographer's Guide to Chicago, which is still available and still selling well on Amazon and still getting really good reviews. So go check that out. And every year we've held that annual Out of Chicago conference in June. And so this was our sixth annual that we just did a couple of weeks ago. And at those conferences, we've had everyone from Art Wolf and Scott Kelby to Lindsay Adler and Brian Peterson. And we got to the point where we had 400 or 500 people at these events, and they became really, really popular. But they got really far away from my original intent and my original desire, which was to create an event all about photographing Chicago, because we ended up having people that were doing portraits, and we had people teaching off-camera flash and sports and wildlife and all that, which was great. But for a lot of those things, there's no good place to shoot that in Chicago, or someone may come all the way down to Chicago to photograph macro and flowers, and they could have just done that out in the suburbs, and they spent a lot of money to drive down to get there and to get their hotel room. So it was kind of crazy to be doing these things. In 2016, we did Out of New York, which really went well, and we had a lot of great photographers there, some of the best in the world. But it was also kind of crazy. We had Mike Motz and Ann Belmont doing flower photography, and they were down in the basement in the middle of Manhattan, and they were in this dark room with no windows. It's like it could have been done anywhere. So we've really changed up how we're going to do things. If you're going to work with flower photographers, you're going to do it in one of the best locations for it. So you're going to be at the Chicago Botanic Garden, or this year we're going to Longwood Garden. And if you're going to be doing those things, you're going to have the best photographers just from that genre all helping you. So when we go to Longwood Garden, we have 11 of the world's best flower and macro photographers helping you at that event. So in 2017, we tried something brand new, which was a landscape photography conference, and we had all the world's best, many of the world's best landscape photographers in one spot. And we also had some of those flower and garden people like Kathleen Clemens and Ann Belmont that were helping people to get great close-up images. So we went to Acadia National Park for that, and that turned out to be one of our most popular events we had ever done, which told us, you know, this is what people are looking for. We learned two things. One, people like smaller events. So rather than 400 or 500 people, we had 100 people in Acadia, and that seems to be the magic number. I'll tell you, last year when we went to Moab, we had 150 people, which was great and tons of energy, but it just felt like a few too many. So we've gotten to the point where we think 100 people is the magic number for these types of events. We also learned that the people really want to learn from everyone that is passionate about the same thing. You don't want to go all the way to that event and to have people, if you're into landscapes, to have other people there that are doing, I don't know, newborn photography. It just doesn't make sense. And so we've changed our events so that they're very niche. They're about one thing. And I'm going to tell you about all the events that we have coming up in 2020. But that Acadia event or the Moab event, they were perfect examples of that. This year, we're going to the Oregon coast. Rather than 150 people, it's limited to 100 people. And we have, again, some of the most inspiring landscape photographers all in one place. It's people that know the Oregon coast better than anyone else, and people that are just some of the best landscape photographers all put in one place. You get this great energy, and it's lots of fun. So over the past year or so, we've really been making this transition, going from these huge events where you teach all types of photography to these smaller, more intimate, and more hands-on events where it's just one niche. And so this year at the Out of Chicago conference, we still called it Out of Chicago, it was held downtown Chicago. It was really an urban photography conference. We only did cityscapes, architecture, and street photography. And that's it. Everyone that was there was passionate about that. And we weren't distracted by anything else. And so if you came down to Chicago for that, you had a great time and you did just that one thing. And every speaker that talked really talked to you rather than having people up there just giving a general photography talk, which is what we've had to do in the past when we've had a speaker talk to the whole group. It's like, well, you can't really do the thing that you do. You have to talk kind of general because it's got to work for everybody. But this method has worked so much better. And this year in Chicago, the sixth annual Out of Chicago conference, it really went well. We had a much smaller group, which was great, less than 100 people, and people really enjoyed the hands-on, intimate nature of that. Now, in the past, when we've done these things, we've charged individually. We've charged for photo walks in addition to the conference. We've charged a more if you want to do a one-on-one session. We've charged more if you want to do a mini workshop or an all-day workshop. Well, instead of that, we've taken all of those things and packaged them together and basically said, if you're going to pay to be part of the conference, then you're going to get everything. You're going to get whatever you want. And so we've changed that as well. Not so much like, ooh, should I do this? Should I do that? It's like, you're either in or you're not. And if you're in, you're like super important and we're going to treat you really, really well. So that's what we've been doing. It's been easier for us to run. We've been able to make things a lot better, serving fewer people, and the people that are there appreciate that and are able to get a really good experience from that. So this podcast, The Photographer's Perspective, is really an extension of our entire mission. We want to help you guys be more creative, live your best creative life as a photographer, but this podcast is our way of connecting you with the world's most inspiring photographers. It's my favorite photographers. It's a lot of our instructors, because that makes sense, right? The people that I really, really like are going to be our instructors. I feel that it's my job to kind of curate these instructors to find the very best around the world. And so that's what this podcast is about, to introduce you to these new people. Because so many times, people come to our events and like in the last day or two, they're like, oh man, I can't believe I didn't meet her till the very end. I didn't do a photo walk and she was amazing. It was great. Well, this is our chance to introduce you to all these instructors that you'll have the opportunity to work with so you can really get to know them better and know what they do. And so when you start to work with them, you know where to go from there. You've got a baseline. You know who they are. You know what they're passionate about. And it really helps to gel when you're at the event. But also, it's just a great way to learn about new photographers. To me, that's one of the best ways to learn photography, is to see what other people are doing, people that you really connect with. And so that's what we're trying to do here on F8, The Photographer's Perspective. Now, the rest of our events for 2019 are all sold out. If you go to the website, you can still get on a wait list. But if you want to hear from these photographers, if you're going to be at the events, if you're already signed up, well, I've interviewed a lot of the people that we're going to have at these events. So if you're coming to our Longwood Garden event, I interviewed Rad Drew. I interviewed Jackie Kramer. And if you go back further, and I went back further in our iTunes, I didn't realize this is like episode 81. Yes, we took a big break there in the middle, but we've done a ton of these podcasts. So if you go back further, you'll see a great interview that I did with Mike Motes. Several times I've interviewed Ann Belmont. I interviewed Charles Needle, Alan Shapiro, and Brian Peterson. So that's 7 of the 11 instructors that we're going to have at Longwood. And I think I'm going to get a couple more in before that event next month. So these are some of the world's best photographers. This is a great way to get to know them, but if you want to work with them hands-on in the field, you want to join us for these events. So like I said, these things are all sold out for 2019. The Out of Oregon event is sold out, but if you want to hear about it, if you want to go out there yourself and do some shooting at some point, I interviewed Rod Barbie. He's one of our instructors, and he's the author of The Photographer's Guide to the Oregon Coast. I've also interviewed my friends Rick and Susan Salmon. They're the authors of the Oregon Coast Photo Road Trip, which just came out recently. And I talked with Mark Denny, Aaron Bobnick, interviewed Nick Page and Levi Sim, and more of our instructors that we have at our Out of Oregon event. So if you're going to be at that event, you want to go back, listen to those interviews, really get you a sense of who these people are and who you want to work with. Because the way our events work is you'll sign up and you're in, but then as we get close to the event, you're going to choose your classes, choose your excursions, choose who you want to work with. And so you kind of want to know who these people are. You don't want to just like shoot. They're all great. I promise you, every instructor that we have is great. We've been working with these people for a really long time. But you want to find the people that really fit your style. If someone is really into, I talked with Rad Drew and he was talking infrared black and white photography, I'd be like, wow, that is awesome. I want to do it. But you don't want to sign up for that if you're like, whoa, I'd never be interested in that. You want to get the things that really fit what you do. So I said earlier that I really feel that it's my job to put together the best group of instructors, to kind of curate of all the photographers that are out there, put together the people that are going to make the best event possible. We just got back from NECCC, the New England Camera Club Council Conference in Amherst, Massachusetts. And Ann Belmont was one of their speakers, and she taught Lens Baby and her flower photography and got people really excited about all this stuff. And I was able to go and talk with so many new people and talk with so many new instructors. Actually, I was got a chance to really hang out with one person that we'll have at our Out of Oregon event, and that is Sean Bagshaw. He was another one of their instructors. Now, I'd met him before on a mountain in Iceland, and then we went out for some drinks afterward, but that was it. And so it was really nice to get to sit down and talk with him and meet some other photographers. So that's part of what I do, is that I want to bring together the very best photographers. This past spring, I went to Photo Pills Camp in Menorca, Spain. So Photo Pills, I think most people know, is this amazing app from these guys in Spain that does everything for you in photography. I always think of it as the thing that I have on my phone that helps me tell when is the sun going to come up and where is it going to be, when is the moon going to come up and go down, and same thing with the Milky Way. But it does so much more, like depth of field, calculator. Remember, you used to carry these little cards around or whatever. It's got that on the app. It's got so many things all in one place, and that's what makes it so great. It's kind of like 10 different apps all in one. And getting to go out there and hang out with their team was super fun, and to see how passionate they are about their product. And it's kind of not one of those things where it's like one person just trying to put it together and, seems pretty cool. No, these guys are constantly updating. They're constantly making things better. And so that Photo Pills app, if you don't have it, check that out. Available for your iPhone. It's available for Android, and it's a great app. But the reason I was out there was to kind of get to know some new people, and I got the chance to get to know some new photographers who are just really some of the best photographers, people I've wanted to meet for a long time. I got to sit down with Michael Shanebloom. Maybe you listened to that podcast a few episodes ago. He and I sat out at the pool, and we maybe had a drink when we were out at the pool, but it was a great experience to get to really ask him all the questions that I always had that I wanted to ask him. He's my favorite time-lapse photographer and just an amazing landscape photographer, and I think we're going to have him at some of our events in 2020. But I got to meet so many other people like Albert Dross, Daniel Corden, oh my goodness, Yuri Beletsky, Yuri Belogorsky, Francesco Gola, and some of our favorite friends that we've had before, like Thomas Heaton, Ian Norman, and Diana Southern, and Eric Paré and Kim Henry. And some of these people are going to be at our events for this year, too. So you want to look forward to that. You know, I guess I'll say that right here. If you're interested at all, maybe possibly in any of the things we're going to put together, I'm telling you, I'm putting everything I got into this. They're going to be amazing. If you're interested at all, the number one thing is you just want to make sure that you're what we call an Out of Chicago insider. You want to make sure you're on our newsletter. If you go to outofchicago.com, right there, it'll say become an Out of Chicago insider. You sign up, you're going to know. You'll be the first person to know when we open up an event. And when we open them up, we give out discount codes to anyone that's on our email list so that you can sign up and you can get that discount right away. And like I said, our 2019 events, they all sold out right away. Our 2020 events, I expect to do the same. So make sure you're on our email list and you'll hear about those right away. So like I said, I did a great podcast with Michael Shanebloom, but I also did a ton of videos, and that's something that I'm also working hard to put together. It's great to have these podcasts where you can sit down and I can really ask him some in-depth questions. We can take like up to an hour. I can ask all the things I've ever wanted to know. I hope there are things that you wanted to know too. I mean, that's the idea behind it. But that's what makes the podcast so great. And you can listen to it in your car. You can listen to it while you're mowing the lawn, whatever you're doing, washing the dishes. I like to do the podcast then. But I'm also going to do some videos so you can really get to know these people and see them in action. And so when I was out in Menorca, Spain, I did videos with Michael Shanebloom, Daniel Corden, Albert Dross, Yuri Beletsky, the astrophotographer, actually the astronomer from Chile, Francesco Gola, the seascape photographer from Italy, and did videos with Thomas Heaton also, which was great because Thomas Heaton is the king of YouTube photography. And so he was able to give me some pointers. He's like, no, Chris, that's not right. That's not what you want. So that was a great experience for me too. So look forward. We'll be sending out links to those videos in that newsletter that we send to our email list. So let's talk a little bit about Out of 2020. At this point, you know, we've made big changes over the last year or so. And I think finally for 2020, we've gotten it to the point where we figured out the magic recipe. Every one of our events is going to be 5 days long. That means you're going to arrive. We're going to do an opening talk. You're going to go shoot that night. And then you're going to have 3 full days to just immerse yourself in photography. And on that last day, we'll go shoot again. We will do a closing talk. We'll do some more image reviews. And then you can check out of your hotel room and head back. So 5 days. And every one of our things will have 10 to 15 instructors. And they'll all be from the photography genre that event is built around. So if we're going to the Chicago Botanic Garden, it's 10 to 15 of the world's best flower and garden photographers. If we're going to maybe Yosemite, we're going to have 10 to 15 of the world's best Yosemite and landscape photographers. And all of our events are limited to 100 people. Like I said, we found that to be the magic number. When we've done events and they're like 20, 30, or even 50 people, it's like great because you get lots of, you know, hands-on attention, which is one of the main things we're going for, but it just doesn't have quite the intensity, the energy that you have when you have 100 photographers and some of the world's best instructors all in one place. So 100 people is what we found to be the magic number, and that's going to be the number for all of our events in 2020. And there are going to be 5 of them. The first one is going to be in February. And I think I just mentioned it. We're going to Yosemite National Park. So we're doing Out of Yosemite. It's February 5th through the 9th, 2020. We've booked our whole block of rooms at the Yosemite Valley Lodge. The best part about being in Yosemite, and this is, you know, what really won me over. I didn't realize this at first. I was thinking, you know, Yosemite, it's huge, but those iconic locations, those iconic Ansel Adams locations are all within 10 to 15 minutes of each other in the valley. So in the Yosemite Valley, you can make a loop and you can hit some of the very best places in the whole world for landscape photography all in a 15-minute drive. You know, like they're all, you could do like four of them in a few hours and be done with it, which is perfect for the event that we do. Now, I didn't know that until I read The Photographer's Guide to Yosemite. And that book is written by Michael Fry, who's someone I've followed for a really long time. If you don't follow Michael Fry's blog, there's a newsletter you want to get on right after you get on ours. But he does such an awesome job of putting out his images and talking about exactly what he saw and why he shot them the way he did. He's one of my favorite photographers and one of my favorite emails. You know how you get emails sometimes from things you're signed up for and you're like, yeah, delete, delete. He's one of my favorites. It's like, oh, yes, I'm happy to have gotten that one. I'm going to open it and read it right now. So we learned about Yosemite from the book, from The Photographer's Guide to Yosemite, from Michael Fry. But I reached out to Michael and said, hey, would you mind helping us out? We're going to be coming out to scout Yosemite. Anne Belmont and I went out there. Michael Fry and his wife, Claudia, they showed us all around Yosemite. And we just, you know, I thought, hey, this is great. We got the guy that wrote The Photographer's Guide to Yosemite. You know, if it was like someone had found me, the guy that wrote The Photographer's Guide to Chicago, they'd be like, all right, that's pretty cool. But I had no idea how much he knew about Yosemite and how connected the two of them are to photography at Yosemite. Claudia, Michael's wife, was the manager at the Ansel Adams Gallery for 25 years. So, and Michael Fry worked there as well. And so they both have been in Yosemite for like 35 years in the Yosemite area. They actually raised their kids in the house that Ansel Adams lived behind the Ansel Adams Gallery. And not only that, but they know every photographer that has any connection to Yosemite. And so they showed us around everything. Everyone, everywhere we went, we were like superstars because everyone knew them. People wanted his autograph. People wanted to talk with her all the time, pull her off to the side. It was just the craziest thing to be a part of that. But it turns out that all these other photographers just love them as much as we loved them. And so we really got hooked up in terms of instructors that we have for this event. And so first off, Michael Fry is one of the main instructors. But we also have the famous John Sexton will be there. He worked with Ansel Adams, and now he's gone on to have his own amazing photography career. But we have so many other people. Alan Ross, he's the one person. He was Ansel Adams' assistant when Alan was a young man. And Alan is the one person that is still allowed to do the special edition prints at or for the Ansel Adams Gallery. So Alan's going to be one of our instructors as well. So we have this great connection to Ansel Adams when we're here in Yosemite. But we have so many other great photographers. We want to kind of run the gamut from here are the people like John Sexton. He still just shoots all film. And we want to take that to the people that are shooting landscapes in the most modern ways possible. And we also want to have some of the world's best black and white photographers because we're right here in Yosemite. And if you heard me mention it, February 5th through the 9th, it's Yosemite in winter. What could be better for photographing black and white landscapes than Yosemite in winter? And the plan is, you know, not a ton of people there. We're avoiding the Horsetail Falls, so that's not a deal. According to Michael, the best time to be there. If we get snow, great. If we don't get snow, that's great too. The fog, the mist, just the atmospheric conditions are amazing. So if you haven't heard the podcast that I did with Michael Fry, we kind of walked through a trail. Maybe we should have stopped. We were a little out of breath there. But I recorded the whole podcast walking through Yosemite with Michael Fry. It's one of my favorites. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to that. But he's gotten us in touch with so many great photographers. Like I said, John Sexton, Alan Ross. Our other instructors will be Charlotte Gibb, Charlie Kramer, Jack Curran, who's known for his black and white photography, Jennifer King, William Neal, you know his articles, an outdoor photographer, Tim Cooper, the amazing post-processing expert. We've wanted to have him for a really long time. He'll be there. Harold Davis, you may know him for his flower photography, but he also wrote a guide to black and white photography and a guide to Yosemite. It's like, who could be better than that? Harold Davis will be there. Also, landscape photographer of the year from, 2017, Alex Noriega. And Colleen Minnick, who was our keynote speaker in Acadia, she'll be there as well. And she's just one of my favorite people for creative photography. And what a great place to try and go out and be creative right there in the Yosemite Valley. So we've got a few other people lined up that are not 100% confirmed, and I can't wait to announce those, but those people so far are lined up for Yosemite, and that's February 5th through the 9th, 2020. So the next event next year will be our Out of Chicago conference, and I think that this will be the last year that we're in Chicago. I want to do the same thing that we've been doing for our landscape and our garden conferences, which is to move them. We've got this great group of instructors and people that want to do urban photography. We're going to do it one last time in Chicago. We're going to follow that same format. We're going to extend it to 5 days, 10 to 15 instructors, 100 people, and it's going to be all about urban photography. So the cityscapes, the architecture, the street photography. We'll be doing time lapses. I'm really hoping, I think it's going to happen. We'll have Michael Shanebloom and some of those other people that we talked about that I've been meeting along the way here. So that will be a phenomenal event. It's going to be June 24th to the 28th in Chicago. So we'll have more details on that soon. Now, for the Flower and Garden Conference, we're going to Longwood this year, but next year we'll be coming back to the Chicago Botanic Garden. It just worked out so well last year when we went to the Chicago Botanic Garden, and we're going to do it again. That garden just sets up perfectly for photography. It's like 27 different gardens in there, and they're all different. It's really my favorite place in the world to photograph, and I know that Ann Belmont would say the same. So that event will be August 23rd through the 27th, and we have a few instructors already lined up for that one, including, of course, Ann Belmont. But Harold Davis, who I just mentioned is going to be in Yosemite, will be doing his light box photography and taking people out into the Chicago Botanic Garden as well. We'll have Don Komarechka. You know him as the snowflake guy, but he does amazing macro photography with flowers and water drops and all that. He'll be with us in Longwood, but he'll also be coming next year to the Chicago Botanic Garden. We also have Jackie Kramer. Jack Curran, who I mentioned that does black and whites, he's going to be doing black and white botanicals at the Chicago Botanic Garden. And then we'll have Sarah Marino. Do you know Sarah Marino? She's amazing. She was with us in Moab. She does her intimate landscape photography. So it's about the small scenes. Well, she's going to take that expertise and apply it at the Chicago Botanic Garden. We're also going to have Jamie Konarski-Davidson, Jerry Jones, and a whole bunch of other people yet to be announced, but that's going to be awesome. It's August 23rd to the 27th, 2020 at the Chicago Botanic Garden. That's in August. We'll go quickly through the rest. But so February was Yosemite. In June, we're going to Chicago. In August, we'll be at the Chicago Botanic Garden. In September, we're going back to Moab, September 13th to the 17th, 2020. We'll be doing night photography. We'll be doing landscape photography. We'll be going in-depth on some great post-processing. And our instructors will include Mike Taylor, Ian Norman, and Diana Southern, who we talked about earlier. They run Lonely Speck. Also, Eric Paré and Kim Henry. They do that great light painting where, Kim is typically the model, but that's just as important as a person pushing the button on the camera. So the two of them do this amazing work, and it was great. I got to be their model out in Spain and sitting on the rocks in the middle of the night with the lights, and it's just a really fun experience. They were with us last year in Chicago. They're going to be with us in Oregon, and they'll be with us next year at Out of Moab. I'm hoping Nick Page will be there as well. I think that's going to happen, along with Mark Denny and Aaron King. So we have a whole lot of people all lined up for Out of Moab. And for the last one in October, we're going back to Acadia. This really was one of my favorites. It's October 4th through the 8th. And first off, I love all the instructors, but I'm just so happy to say that we have Colleen Minnick coming back as the keynote instructor. She'll give the keynote talk. She is one of my favorite photographers, and she wrote the Photographer's Guide to Acadia. So who better than to kick off a week in Acadia than Colleen Minnick? And we'll also have Sarah Marino there, who we already mentioned. She's going to do her Intimate Landscapes in Acadia. Anne Belmont is going to be taking people to the great gardens of Acadia. And Erin Bobnick, she's known for her grand landscapes, right? I think we've got at least two interviews with her on here, so go back and listen to those. And Mark Denny, who we mentioned before. Mark has been, he was our last interview. So go back one episode, listen to the interview with Mark Denny. What a great story. He was in the corporate world. He's like, you know, I'm going to try and make this as a photographer. And it's like a year later, and he's like, yeah, totally working. He's killing it on YouTube, and he's a great photographer. And really, number one thing, and this is really the key to the people we have here, not just great people and not just great photographers, but really, really good at helping other people, and in other words, great instructors. So those are our things for next year. It's Yosemite, downtown Chicago, Chicago Botanic Garden, Moab, and Acadia. And each one kind of has its own theme. Yosemite is that Ansel Adams in black and white. Chicago is all about the urban, the grittiness, the time lapses, cityscapes. So we're going to have some great landscape photographers there, but the way they look at the city of Chicago is that it's a landscape. It just happens to be a city. So tons of cityscapes. Chicago Botanic Garden. Like I said, we did it last year. We loved it. We're going to do it the same way again this year with some new instructors and some other little twists to it. And then back to Moab, do some nightscapes, astrophotography, and then out to Acadia. And I don't know, there's just something about Acadia that just really speaks to me. It's not that great, grand, epic place, even though it's right on the ocean and you've got the water just splashing up on the rocks. It's great because it has that, but it has so much diversity, these quiet trails and the gardens, and go to the tarn. That's where it's just the still pond and all the, grasses and lily pads. And we're sending Sarah Marino there. I'm going to make sure I'm there with her. The way her eyes sees those intimate scenes, really excited about it. So I don't know, maybe I went on and on like it was one huge commercial, but I just really wanted everyone to know like what's going on in our head, where we're heading, why so many changes, and I think that everyone is really happy with the direction we're going. It's different. It's not 500 people and 30 different vendors all there that you can learn about all these new things. It's different, but it's just as exciting, just as much energy, and so much more hands-on and intimate. So I hope that you're excited about the direction. Like I said, the one thing is sign up on our email list. That's the one place you can go to make sure you get news on these things when we put them out. We'll also put out, some of my favorite podcasts when we do it, and these new videos that we'll be putting out on our YouTube channel. That will all be in our newsletter. So I look forward to that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're getting the world's best photographers all together to give you hands-on instruction in one epic location. That's really what we're trying to do. So I hope you're enjoying it. Look forward to some great podcasts coming up. And just make sure you're on that email list. You're going to be the first to know about our new events. You'll get discounts on those events. And like I said, those 2019 events kind of sold out right away. So would love to have you as an Out of Chicago insider. I'm Chris Smith. This is F8, The Photographer's Perspective. And next week, we'll be back with another interview. I think it's going to be with who I mentioned earlier, Alex Noriega. So if you haven't checked out Alex's work, Landscape Photographer of the Year 2017, then you want to go check that out right now. He's unbelievable, and he's going to be with us in Yosemite. So I can't wait to sit down and talk with him. All right, we will see you next week, and hopefully see you at one of these events in 2020. All right, bye-bye.